Thanks for listening to season 4 of the Utah Real Estate Podcast.
The most downloaded series in the whole state and possibly the world.
Hello, I'm Steph Scholl here with the one and only Silver Dollar Man.
Also known as Scott Stevenson. This year, we're consulting with community leaders about the future of the Beehive State.
And how you can best secure a house for your home.
Join the thousands.
And my mom.
That subscribe every Thursday for the most exciting hour of the week.
Scott, you know how much I love beautiful homes?
Yes.
I love watching any of the home remodel shows, everything, but there's one thing that I love more than beautiful homes. It's couples who design and build homes together.
Yes, and I couldn't agree more. So Sean and Ashley Michaelis have been remodeling homes since 2017.
So Sean is a general contractor with an eye for detail, and Ashley is a designer and a realtor.
A perfect team.
Yeah, I know. Can you just tell that I got that from your bio?
Never guess.
On your website? We totally ripped it off.
And so, totally Stephanie, we have them here this year, and at this moment, because you can find their work, the Crestwood, in this year's Parade of Homes, number 6.
So I want to know, is this your guys' first Parade of Homes? Have you guys been in it before?
We haven't. Yeah, this is our first house that we're putting in the Parade of Homes.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah, we're super excited because we thought... Because we do new builds and remodels. Remodels are more of like our niche, if you will. But we thought it would be really cool to debut a remodel for our parade. So this is why we're here.
Well, and I didn't even know they did remodels.
Yeah,
it's for Parade of Homes.
It's definitely a new thing. So yeah. They've been doing it for a couple of years simply because they're listening to the people and they're saying, hey, it's great and these are amazing homes. And they're, I mean, it's great to go in these beautiful 20,000 square foot, you know, $10 million homes.
Right.
But not all of us could afford those, right?
Yes.
So it's
only
like,
me, Stephanie.
Yeah. Yes, only the Silver Dollar Man.
So it's like, it'd be really cool to show people something that's really tangible.
So what year was this house built originally?
Originally was.
I think it was.
It was 74?
Was it 70?
Or 71. It was 1971.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, that was a good year. Do you remember that year?
Yes, I remember that so fondly.
Yeah. Nobody in here knows that year but me. 1971.
Correct, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we actually have a pretty cool story about that where we bought it off market and the family had raised seven children in the home. And so we actually, through the relationship of purchasing the home, we found out a lot more of their story of the home. And so we thought it would be cool to not only do that, but tell a story. So it's on our social media through Instagram, at Michael's Homes. And you can really kind of hear the story of the house before what we inherited, if you will. And it's just really cool because it was literally stuck in 1971 when we bought it.
With the shag carpet?
Maybe? Oh, it was pretty gnarly. About nine different carpets throughout the home.
Whoa!
A lot of wallpaper.
Yeah.
A lot of old do-it-yourself Venetian plaster on the walls, okay. Things like that. We had a work cut out for us on that one, for sure. We had a mansard roof, which is the shingles that are on the sides of the home as opposed to on top, you know, on the pitch roof of the home. So it was very challenging, too, to just get a vision for it, but that's where obviously Ashley... had a really awesome eye for what it could be, and that's what it is now. So
This was actually one of the homes like we bought, like, so we invest in properties ourselves and fix them up, like, so we'll flip properties ourselves. So this is one of the ones we bought for ourselves to redo. But we also do it obviously for clients as well.
So like what happened was with this house, we had intent to flip it, but then we fell in love with the home and its location. We already did 3 houses on this street alone that this house is on. And that's how we were able to, everyone kind of knew us in the neighborhood from just working in it, that who we were, and that's how we were able to purchase the home. But we did intend to sell it. And then when we did that, we're just like, we fell in love with the space where we're like, actually, let's buy it from ourselves. So Ashley and I are purchasing our home from our company, if you will. So it'll be...
Are you going to use it as an investment home or are you going to move in?
And I think now we're going to move in. We've decided.
Really? Yeah, we're moving. Yeah,
we love this one.
Now that is a great remodel.
Right? Yeah. It's a special one.
Yes, it is. So.
Yeah. I mean, this one, the view is stunning on this property. One of the main reasons we fell in love with it.
Yeah, definitely for that sole purpose. Because again, on our website, you'll be able to see a lot of the befores of the home, especially when you go to the parade. We'll have a big blown
before
picture
and after.
And afters. And it'll just really help you see what it was before. Just because, again, when you buy a house, it's like overwhelming to see what it could be.
Yeah.
With 2017, we were just flipping houses. Then about 2 years ago, we had people just like, we love your work, you know, let's find out more of who you are. And then before you know it, we were naturally into a contracting role where we're doing this for everyone, like everyone else. So we actually put flipping on the back burner and just did sole contracting for last about almost 2 years, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We still have investment properties where we'll flip them, you know, where we have gaps, but we don't have too many gaps these days. It's cool to be able to diversify within, you know, doing homes for investment properties, but also, you know, just getting to make other people's dreams come true.
So I'll ask you this question, Ashley. I like your name, by the way.
Thank you.
I have a daughter, one daughter. Her name is Ashley.
Oh, do you? Awesome.
Yeah. Sidetracked there. But so as a designer, what do you see when you walked into that house, for instance? What did you see in that house that you said, wow, this could be a parade of homes type of home?
We kept the bones the same on this one. So we didn't do any additions besides tearing down like a very shoddy sunroom in the back and making it a deck, being built in the 70s, very mid-century style bones. It is a split level, which we love. We have a knack for. We just love that the basements aren't basement-y. Yeah. Like there's like a lot more natural light in there. So we just really wanted to capitalize on the mid-century style that the home was. And it also has like an amazing view out in the back, like very wooded. It overlooks Crestview Park. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, you can see the Kennecott Copper Canyon?
Copper Mine.
The Copper Mine. Then you can see downtown. And then to the left, you can see Mount Olympus. Like, it's gorgeous. So I just really wanted to bring, like, the outside in, but also keep it very modern. Like, so, I mean, the way I design most of our homes is very modern. So we did, like, a lot of natural stone, but in very modern lays, like a straight stack. And I brought in a lot of colors that are just more natural colors. We're calling it the style of it Utah modern.
We basically just pulled Southern Utah, Wasatch Front, and Salt Lake City in a whole as far as the geographical locations, and tied them in some way, shape, or form into the home. So it's like you have
certain elements of the home.
So you have desert
very
style.
Natural colors, but still like some pops of colors. Like we did the island in a color. It's called Joshua Tree, and it's like cool. A very like it's like ochre. If you're familiar
isn't that
with
a
that.
Rock group, Joshua Tree, or a
YouTube Joshua Tree? Yes. That's probably where the paint name came from.
Yes, yeah. Probably. But yeah, so we did that. Like we do like pops of color. Like that one's kind of like got a yellow gold color to it. We did a dry bar downstairs that's blue. It's just natural colors, but still fun. The home's just very functional. It's like a family-friendly home, like not the type of home like you'd be scared to like raise kids in.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's very modern, and I kept true to the mid-century bones of it.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting to me. You know why, Steph? Because I grew up in a home like that. And those kind of homes, you know, they do have a lot of personality.
They do.
And I mean, I like contemporary and all that, but I like some of the, I like that old look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's unique.
Yeah, we love it. I love it.
Mid-century yeah, it's kind it's of definitely like, our, we like when we have the ability where a lot of clients come and just say, here's like our house, go for it. And then so Ashley will literally like highlight the cool parts of that home, but also really bring it into today's like day. Obviously it's cool to integrate the both where it's a mid-century modern flair, but it's also very clear that it's a very clean, simple, very simplistic design home.
Yeah.
Well, and looking at your guys' website beforehand, I mean, I haven't seen the pictures for this house, but just looking at your other ones, I'm like, it's cool that you have that niche of like the modern, but like how you said, bringing in the different elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it really does make it stand out and look unique. I can only imagine with the different color bar that you were talking about and stuff.
So, I'm actually going to go over and see this house, Stephanie.
Are you going to bring Vicky with you?
Well, I don't know. I don't
Scott
know if I
should. For the record, listeners, Scott doesn't like the parade of homes because his wife always wants a nicer house.
Yes, exactly. And I go home tortured. But this kind of house kind of intrigues me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of those homes that are built now, you know, they're kind of gaudy. I don't know. I just, you know, this sounds to me like a home that a family would live in, just like you said, you know, that you'd want to raise a family in.
Yeah.
I like those kind of homes. They feel warm. They feel inviting. You know.
Yeah,
that's what we're
wanted. Getting close to finish, and the house just already has a sense of, even though it's crazy from before when we purchased it with seven kids being raised in the house, then we had three boys as well, so that's a whole different podcast in itself. So it's like just we literally put ourselves in the people we're working for, or you know, who we're envisioning we're working for when we're doing investment property, of just like, what would you want and what is really like, what's practical and realistic. You know, it's cool and fun to dream at the parade, it's really cool to see those, but it's like, but this is very realistic, that you can truly have a home where you can have a fortress or solitude where your family can grow in.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of square footage are you looking at in this place?
That one's 33 or 36?
It's about, it's almost 34.
34?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so 3,400
square foot. That's a very livable home, too.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It's very realistic, yeah. Which is what we want. I mean, because in Salt Lake now, I mean, there's not a lot of land that you can build on. And unless you buy a nice piece of land that has a house on it, and then you demo the whole house away and then build new, but not that many people can afford to do to do like a remodel with like crazy additions. But we just wanted to showcase something that is more tangible and that most of our clients want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and going back to how, Scott, you were talking about a place that family wants to live and that you guys decided, hey, we're going to live here. You talked about the house had a story, and you mentioned that on your Instagram you had talked about that. But can we talk about it here? Because I'm intrigued. Like, well, tell us a little bit about the story of this house. You go for it.
Okay. I get emotional about it because actually we're pretty close to the family now.
Uh-huh.
So Keith and Diane, they were in their mid-80s, so they literally just knocked on our door when we were staging a home to sell, which is literally kitty-corner to the house that we're at now, because, like I said, we did three houses on the street. She just said, I'm old and I'm tired, and I can't take care of this house anymore. Like, my husband's, he's done too, you know? So would you guys come and look at the house to see if you want to buy it? And in my mind, I'm like, I don't even know what your house looks like, and I'll buy it. You know, that was very, anything off market is awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I go over there, and just, we immediately connected with the family. Their kids, who we worked a lot with, who are, you know, well into their 40s and 50s, were just very involved in their life, which is great, because it was able to help them just through the negotiating process and things like that, just so we just want to make sure it was very fair for all parties that we were able to do the purchase. And so we just said, hey, how about when we're done, we invite the whole family over to experience a home after we do it.
So, yeah. So we actually did this home, like we did kind of like a two-phase remodel. Like we did like the, we did a remodel.
We have horrible, I'm sure you guys are hearing, lead times are torturous. Like just getting product is even like, I mean, we get windows in 16 weeks or more.
Yeah.
So it's like we got what we can just to at least, you know, have the home, you know, survive the winter, if you will. But anyway, so during that time is when we invited the family over to come see it around Christmas time. And we just put, you know, it wasn't done, but we just staged it and put a Christmas tree in the corner for them. And we still have quite a bit of work that we're still finishing up. However, for that phase, we just wanted to see the family, that show the family that what we did with what the house was is what we said we were going to do to it. And it was an extremely emotional night for everyone.
Yeah they loved it.
And why were they emotional? Just being able to come into the house again and see it and almost say like goodbye.
I think so, and just seeing like new life being brought to it.
Oh yeah,
you know, because it's like they were in their 80s, so it was like for the probably the last like 10-15 years they couldn't fix it up the way they wanted. And she loves home decor and design
and entertaining too,
but it's like I mean, she even still had like, she would just leave her Christmas tree up like all year she didn't have the energy to take it down and stuff. So it's like, I think it was just cool to see like what it could be.
Yeah.
And then they brought their kids. They brought
four generations were there.
It's like,
it was huge.
Yeah. Friends of the family. I think there was like 50 or plus more, people that
at
came
least,
through.
It was kind of like open house style where they just kind of came in. And just hearing their stories of the house of like, you know, mom got stung by a scorpion in the backyard. You know, just like funny stories you wouldn't necessarily hear, but just hearing, you know, how they lost one of their kids. And, you know, and it was really sad to hear that story. And, but anyway, we just we have a nice connection with them, and we're just grateful that they entrusted us with their home, because that's the thing, is like, what are you going to do? Are you just going to level our home that we spent 47 years in? And it's like, no, we're going to love your home, and we're going to just breathe new life into it.
I love that. And I know that feeling, as old as I am, you guys are all young here, but as old as I am, you know, you emotionally tie into that home, particularly the ones you're raised in, and you don't ever want it to leave.
Yeah.
And when people come and plow it, bulldoze it down, you've lost all those memories, mm-hmm. you know, that you lose with it.
Yeah. So it was just a really cool story. We actually made a video of it and everything like there. So again, just to see the story, it's cool for, you know, I would ask you guys to just check it out because it's just a really cool story behind the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're finishing up the remodel now. We're mm-hmm. still waiting on a couple doors and
the back
painted and mm-hmm. just some
and the master bathroom too.
Oh yeah, we have to redo the master bath. Yeah, but, so it's close to being done.
Yeah, we'll be done definitely for the parade in a couple weeks. But it's just exciting to see it all really come together, and then really just from what we talked about with just incorporating Utah as a whole. I mean, we are all Utahns, whether we're from here or not. Ashley's from Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm from Park City originally, and I met her in Florida. Seeing her love for Utah from a different set of eyes, from someone who's just grown up to, this is normal to me. You know, mm-hmm. and it's just clearly how, it's just clear of how unique we are as a state. It's cool that we can incorporate all of that into one home.
Well, I knew there was something about Ashley I liked in this stuff. She's an East Coast girl, and I'm Maryland.
Oh, are you?
I was
cool.
born and raised there, so nice. I traveled down
to Florida. He has to talk about it on every podcast.
Yeah, every podcast, I got to get it in.
You know, proud of it. So I am curious to know, because this started out, you were in the parade, and this was going to be a house that you were showcasing
mm-hmm. yes.
as your work, but how is it now that this is a house that you're going to live in that everyone's going to see?
Yeah, well, it's exciting. I mean, either way, it's like a great showcase of our work, mm-hmm. but like we fell in love with it for the house, also for the view, and so, you know.
I just think it's really cool that we are actually going to experience what people that we give homes to are experiencing.
Yeah.
We tend to jump every couple of years just for, you know, certain benefits. I won't say what kind of benefits. Builder tax benefits. But it's just, but it's really cool that we can live in a home that she designed, that I built. And it's going to be really fun to raise some kids in there for at least a couple of years.
Yeah. Unless everyone talks bad about it, maybe we'll say.
maybe we'll just buy it.
No, I mean, I've always wondered that, though, like these Parade of Homes houses, it's like so many people are walking through and they know. Because you don't usually know what people's houses look like, mm-hmm. but it's like everyone's going to know what your house looks like.
That's true.
But they're also going to be like, that house is so cool. So I guess when it's like you're proud of your work, it's like, this is where we live.
It's very humbling and rewarding at the same time, just because it's going to be really exciting to hear people. And, you know, we'll just kick the people out who say, you know, being criticizing the home, you know, so...
Well,
so they can
remember that on number six. Don't say anything bad.
Yeah,
you have a bouncer.
Yes, you got a bouncer. Is there anything about the home that you particularly like, Ashley or Sean? A favorite part of the house, something that jumps out, or you just love it all?
In the main living area upstairs, there's a double-sided fireplace. I love that. It's super nice. I mean, it like connects the whole living space. Like it's. You could see it in the kitchen, the dining room, the living room. It kind of connects the whole space.
Mm. Yeah.
That's so homey. And for Christmas, that's going to be so lovely.
It's like the kind of fire. You just like picture like the kids' stockings. Like,
Santa coming down the chimney.
Right?
Honestly, mine is, it sounds like everywhere you look in the home, it's so intentional for the purpose of what it is. Meaning that, with a really cool fireplace where it's a plaster finish around it. So it's a really cool. Concrete looking, like warm natural textures to it. But then you look in the kitchen, opens up to a huge multi-slide to the back deck, which is probably one of my favorite things. So it's just, you know, open that up so you have the indoor outdoor living space, and it's just like it's perfect for entertaining. And not to mention the views are incredible there. But I would say, you know, as far as bathrooms go, it's like our downstairs bathroom is one of my favorite bathrooms we've ever done, where it's we incorporate green from, just from pine trees, and then the limestone from somewhere from southern Utah, some limestone. And so it's just really cool to see just all these integrated things in one bathroom. So I shower down there quite a bit. I'm sure I will. But it's just one of those things that I...
Is that when you get kicked out?
Yeah.
You're in the doghouse?
You're doing that already. Now I know. That's where you go.
go home clean, you know?
Yes, so, I know. Yeah.
But I would say the kitchen in the center of the home is definitely my favorite. That, the flat roofs, it's a flat roofed home, so it's really got that cool mid-century flair that we talked about.
Uh-huh.
I just love that, you know, she actually just did a great job bringing a lot of natural textures in the home and really trying to just literally go do detective work and explore and find those things that are native to Utah and putting that type of stone or tile in the home and things like that, or using, you know, people who manufacture things in Salt Lake City that we can use it to incorporate in the home. So it's cool.
And are your kids excited?
They don't know.
They don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
They like the home.
But they will be. But our oldest is 5. So.
Oh, yeah.
They're little.
They're kids. Yeah, so you have 3 boys under 5?
Yeah.
It's wild.
We have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Man.
All boys. Yeah.
Yeah, all boys, which is what we asked for. So just be careful what you pray for. Yes. He'll give it to you.
I can actually puff my chest out like you probably are, Sean. You know, I had 4 boys and then a girl, and I was always like, every boy that was born, I was like, I'm more of a man.
I just see free labor, but that too.
Free labor. I love that. A couple years.
That's our ultimate dream. We're very excited to have them, you know, and us live in that home and everything like that. But our boys, we like to take them through all the job sites we do. So they don't even know which one they're at when we're taking them to them. So it'll be cool to just, you know, have them just in that backyard and whatnot. That backyard is incredible in this home.
So when you guys were dating, was this like your master plan that you wanted to be this couple that did this with houses? You're the general contractor, you're the realtor and designer. Were you like, we're going to be this power couple?
Actually, no. I mean, it was my dream, actually. Really? Yes. Like, it's now part of his dream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But when we met, it wasn't really on his radar. We actually met both working in hospitality, mm-hmm. Totally different field.
Uh-huh.
But then I left that, and that's when I started doing real estate. So I've been doing real estate for over 10 years now.
Okay.
But yeah, no, he's always had a knack for building. He just grew up in the industry. And when we moved here, we decided to buy a condo, like as an investment property for ourselves, and just realized like how well it worked. Like I was doing the design, he does the contracting.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of success with that. We did a couple houses after that.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both of which we had really good success mm-hmm. with. And then it wasn't until like a couple years ago where we started like really just growing in the contracting field. We have our own team, like an in-house contracting mm-hmm. team now and all that. And we started working for clients. And so, yeah, I mean, we kind of stumbled upon it.
Well, she had this dream since she was a kid. And me, really? I'm just like, I want to make as much, the most money I can in the shortest amount of time possible. So
that's a good man dream.
But yeah, it was a very shallow dream. Yeah. So what happened was we came out here. I moved to Florida for school, and then I just stayed for about almost 10 years. Then we moved home about 6 years ago. But when we did that, I was a digital marketing sales rep. I was doing that for almost 5 years. So we literally started with a condo, and I quit my job just to do this and just see where it took us. And then I actually found out how much I loved it, and it became not just her dream, but I inherited her dream, and then it became more of our dream too. Don't get me wrong, there was some rough, you know, in the beginning, like, she's telling me how to do my job, I'm telling her how to do her job. The husband-wife team is, it's incredible, because I get to work with my wife and see her every day.
Yeah,
and I'm super blessed there. It's also like, we learned our jobs very quickly of who does what, because we were trying, when you're trying to do each other's job, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
But we found out very quickly in the beginning, like, this is how we do things, and we trust each other, and let's go with this thing. And then it took off by storm. You know, now we have close to 10 employees, and we're still pinching ourselves sometimes just because we're just like, this is our life, you know? So it's cool.
It's really fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, I mean, along with that, I know that this isn't related to the house, but I'm just curious, for couples that are wanting to work together, what's your advice? Like you were saying, you have your thing that you're over, you have yours.
Yeah.
But what else would be your advice for them?
It's not like the TV shows. It's very much not.
You're bursting my bubble.
It's like, everyone's like, oh, you guys are like Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah. I'm like, we're like, actually not
at all. But it is really cool in that aspect. But I would just say, geez, that's a good question.
It's worth taking the risk.
It's worth it.
As long as you can define each other's roles.
Yes.
like if you have distinct roles that don't overlap.
And I would also say draw a very strong line of, you know, she's my wife first, my mother of my children second, and my business partner third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so as long as you keep those, you know, just priorities in line, then, you know, everything else seems to be just fine. So
that's great advice.
The reason that we were so excited to do these interviews for the Parade of Homes is last year, as I went through, I wanted to know the stories behind the homes. I wanted to know who was the one that, like, built them and put the blood, sweat, and tears into it, you know?
Yeah.
Hearing about you guys, it just makes me excited to go through and be like, oh, yeah, okay, that's what they talked about. That's the bathroom. That's the backyard, you know? Yeah. And to sort of see it come to life, because as we're talking about, houses, our slogan here is securing a house for your home, and that everyone has their home that might be their friends, their families, but they need a house to put it in.
Yeah.
So,
and that's really like behind what we do is we don't look at people or homes as physical things. Like we value our employees. Like I just can't believe that this is where we are today. Like I just, you know, I have. She is such an amazing woman. I'm not going to just boast her just to you guys because of this, but I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her. Like, let's be real about that.
That's sweet.
So it's really cool that we can do this together.
I love that, because just seeing you guys is like,
I'm emotional. I'm emotional. She's not. So it works out great, you know? I work, you know, with my hands, and she works with her mind and her vision, you know? So it's good two-punch combo. So
it's clear that you have a love for doing this and that you have a love for that home. I think it's exciting when people, when you hear the backstory, like you were saying, Stephanie, when you see a home, it's just material. Mm-hmm. When you hear the background of a home, like you've been talking about here, now you gain the other part of that, which is, you know, letting the public be able to pull the curtain back a little bit from just seeing a house to actually seeing a home and a house come together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We want to learn a little bit more about what sets your guys' company apart. Mm. So this is your time. I mean, Scott doesn't like the word brag, but maybe both.
I love yourself. The word brag. No. I brag all the time. So let's hear it.
I'll let you start with that one.
Okay. Well, one main difference, like with our company, is we have an in-house contracting team. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, most general contractors and contracting companies will sub out the majority of their work, mm-hmm. which we definitely have some awesome subs that we work with. But we have a crew of guys that do it all. I mean, they do like all the tile work. They do framing.
Yeah, we have craftsmen. We have we also have another GC that we've hired that who will handle the day to day of foremen. So we actually have a very established crew with over about 80 years experience combined with our whole team. Doing that, that's where we can control environments. Meaning, you know, yeah, we can't control the shortages and supply chain issues that we've all been experiencing the last 2 years or so. What's really cool is we can control that environment in the sense of we know when we're going to start it, and we, within reason, know exactly when we're going to finish it and budgeting properly and things like that, as opposed to just managing the relationships, which is great because, yeah, we do have some great subs we work with, you know, like MK Power and, you know, MJ Design for our cabinets and whatnot. So, like, there's a couple subs there that we really like. But I would say what makes us unique with not just having an in-house team, it's the fact of how we're a family. We really are. Like,
yeah, we're really close with our crew.
Oh, man, yeah. So, you know, I obviously have to draw a line in the sand that I'm your, you know, I'm your employer and I'm your mm-hmm. boss first, but I make a very big point to just pour into my guys, encourage them, and things that they're not used to seeing, especially in this industry, where it's like I have a boss who's telling me, you know, I'm kicking butt and I'm doing a good job, and, oh, by the way, you know, my kid's sick, and could you be, you know, think about, you know, thoughts and prayers about my child, mm-hmm. and this, and I know their kids' names, and, you know, we do a lot of just a lot of things that are like, it sounds cool because, like, yeah, we have events and this and that mm-hmm. for our guys, like a barbecue and things like that. But it's like, it's much deeper than that, where it's like our guys, a lot of them been with us since almost the beginning, because not just with, you know, we do our best to pay them very well so that they can provide and own homes and have nice, you know, vehicles and provide for their families. But it's really cool when you see them growing as individuals too. Not just professionally.
Yeah.
That's one of, I would say, that's where I invest a lot of my time is in how I can lead these men well. I would say that's definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. Another one too is, yeah, we are a husband and wife team. And to be honest with you, it's like, between the two of us and our team alone, it's the pride that our men take and what we take into this business. You will not, we have not seen it personally. Again, there are amazing builders out there, but we have not seen it personally where we're the ones that are getting the phone calls that, hey, we bought this house and it was a flip, or, you know, we're buying this house and we need help. We're stuck. The house was done shoddy and we have to redo everything. And it's just like hearing people's horrible stories where they're spending $1 million or more on a home, and then they have, you know,
have to still fix all kinds
of, and they have to rip out their whole basement because they didn't do it right. We just empowered men in our team to have the same values that we have, so that when we know we're getting you a finished product, there's literally, unless like, you know, some crazy earthquake. God-given earthquake or something like that happened, you're getting a house where you're not having to, in a year, put a, you know, thousands upon thousands into it because someone didn't do it right. We take very much pride in the work that we do, and just with how we've equipped our team, just encourage them to be the best they could be. And they, and when you have that positive leadership, it just, it pours out into the home naturally. It's really cool just to see them just thriving in this environment, as opposed to just, you know, surviving and, you know, punching a clock, if you will. That on that front is where I'd say we're very different. But another one is just how we have an eye for, yeah, we do. And again, we do new builds, so we don't want to take away from that in that sense. But the remodeling side, it's really cool because we could just see a space and just see what it can be without even putting it on paper yet. And it's really cool that, you know, just people can entrust us with that vision.
Just like, yeah, like we have clients like that. They want to do a full remodel to their existing home, but yet, like, they don't want to go through the whole process of, like, the architect, the engineer, and all that.
They just do it through us.
And so, we'll work with them. Like, a lot of times they will need engineered plans, like, if they want to do crazy things, you know, like beams and stuff. But we'll work with them, or I'll work with them throughout the whole process, like help them with the design of the actual space, and then help them also with design for finishes. So with most of our contracting jobs that we do, we include design guidance. And I call it design guidance because it's not like a full like interior designer package that you're getting. Like some of our clients do choose to work with an interior design company. But if you're just looking for guidance, helping pick out their tile, pick out flooring, paint colors, finishes, all of that, I'm usually the one to help them do that.
Yeah.
Well, and going along with that, Ashley, what are some of your favorite places to get like furniture and different decor from?
Well, we have a furniture maker.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
If we need custom stuff, yeah, we have a really good custom furniture maker. He's awesome. But if I'm just looking for pieces, like, I guess, to stage a home, like furniture-wise, I love West Elm, Crate and Barrel. I also love a lot of, like, secondhand furniture. Like, there's Green Ant downtown. They have really cool, like, mid-century modern secondhand furniture.
So is that A-U-N-T or A-N-T?
A-N-T. Green Ant.
It's up there south.
Clarification. I was thinking the other one. Yeah, I was picturing like a little lady.
Now I'm picturing some big-headed ant with a pair of glasses.
Scott, we're still on the same.
You do occasionally, if they have a budget, you know, like a pretty strict budget, like Article is another good one.
Yeah, I usually, I don't do a lot of furniture picking out. Like it's mostly like the stuff that I help our clients with is finishes, like tile and fixtures and all that. I have helped with furniture before. Like we have a commercial project we're doing now, a big apartment building downtown. So I was doing like lobby furniture for them. But usually I don't do furniture.
And is that the Instagram post that I saw that you said something about a year long journey of, there's a picture of you guys in front of...
That's a different building.
That's the story of... So our first condo was in that building.
That's the condo we were telling you about. Yeah.
We had someone reach out and say, I have a condo. We want to... It's just...
A full remodel.
It's a full remodel condo. And we're like, where is it? And it's American Towers downtown Salt Lake. And it just brought back some really fun roots and just reminded us where we came from.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And where we are today. So it started with one condo.
Yeah, it's cool to be back in there. It's a cool building.
Yeah, I just think that we can be for that client a one-stop shop where literally because of the communication between Ashley and I and then the client, it just creates such a seamless situation where it's not going to be like, oh, I didn't want knockdown ceiling, textured ceilings. I wanted holy smooth ceilings. Can't tell me any times that's happened where there's been a little loss of translation or just didn't get to the right person for that thing where it ensures that everything is exact what the client wants, what Ashley wants, who's my boss as well, obviously. and then we go out and do it. So
yeah. Which is great.
Especially for the parade, we're very honored and excited to be part of it.
It wasn't ever like on our radar really until this year.
Yeah, just because we frequent it every year just to get ideas. Or we're planning to be in the parade next year as well. You know, we already have a house in Olympus Cove. We're working on that.
For a client, yeah.
For a client, yeah, that will... that one's going to be a really cool transformation.
That's one of the ones like that. You know, you go to get idea. It's like a crazy remodel
yeah,
with additions and like a glass like office on the top. Cool.
It's going to have a huge glass office top on top of the home itself, overlooking Olympus Cove itself, and then downtown. It's ridiculous, but it.
But we're excited to be in it this year and just show something that's like more tangible for the majority of people. You know, like instead of.
I can go to this home without my wife coming home depressed.
or you broke. Yeah.
Broke and depressed. Yeah.
No, we purposely wanted to do the remodel so we can just show, now I wouldn't say the average Joe even, I just show you that what a family can actually get in Salt Lake, that, you know, if they're buying a $600,000-$700,000 home, and then like, I can't afford nor do I want to level this thing because it has some cool charm to it. We don't do like a kitchen or we don't do a bathroom. We do whole house remodels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that being said, that's where we're really excited to just showcase what a house, what it was before, can truly be. And it's a realistic budget for you. We're very, very excited about it.
And will you guys be at the house during the parade?
Definitely weekends. And throughout the weekend, William, our marketing manager, will be there if we're not there. So we'll at least have someone who understands and knows not only the house itself, but, you know, just understanding more of like what costs would be per square foot for a remodel, things like that. So, yeah.
So if someone wants to get your autograph, they just have to ask.
That's a fee, but sure.
We're going to get a bunch.
to go and ask for their autograph so they know people listen.
That's funny.
Exactly. Well, I have loved talking to you and listening to your story and about the house. This is a house I'm going to go out and see, for sure.
No,
And what am I going to get there? You going to have some lemonade or something for me?
That's a good question. We didn't think about refreshments.
Yeah, they don't need to like throw out the like.
Well, no, I'm
just thing for having. You can rent alpacas.
Yeah, we're gonna have an alpaca in the backyard. Yeah. Pet.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Are you really?
No.
No. William sent me that the other day. I'm like, I don't think people are gonna come for that.
No, we're playing the idea of even have live music on the weekend. So like that's some fun, you know, just in the backyard. So it'd be more of like a.
He loves
just
fun stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be
any
a lot
chance
of fun.
To turn it into a party, yeah. Sean will turn it into
a little bit of a little bit of Rolling Stones, you know.
Just a mixed bag, yeah.
Mixed bag there.
So remember to go to number 6, the Crestwood.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for Sean and Ashley. Get those autographs.
And we're very excited just to showcase our work and literally let the world know who we are, because a lot of, you know, just our network of people that we've, you know, just come in contact with and referral, we're a huge referral basis right now. Yeah. So it's just, it'll be exciting to just put us on that big front and center stage just to show people what we have.
Now that you've listened to this episode, make sure to grab your ticket for the 2022 Salt Lake Parade of Homes.
Yeah, and for all you listeners out there, we got a deal for you because we have connections. If you use the code Utah Real Estate Podcast, you get $3 off. And if you're lucky, Steph, you may even be able to meet the Silver Dollar Man out there.
If they could be so lucky, Scott. Just a plug for all you homeowners out there. Remember that you get to choose your title company.
And here at Title One, there's a reason why there's a one in our title. Learn all about our colossal closings
by going to askusutah.com.
We celebrate with you in securing a house for your home.